everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is Ping, episode number
249.
You got it.
Oh my God, we're not synchronous at all.
249.
What? Who says 249? You're so awkward. I'm just messing.
Nice. 249 episodes of whatever Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Yep.
And we've got Nas.
Yes.
The goal Nas.
Usually I'm behind the camera, but what's Rick doing? No, Rick's here.
I'm right here.
Mark doing?
Is he sleeping? Is he camping? Is he
vacationing? Drinking? Coding? I don't know.
I would say that he's probably coding in his secret lair in an underground bunker someplace in Montana.
You know what I just realized? You let me pick my seat, and I said I wanted to do it this way, but when I turned to you, I just realized my good side's this way. Oh, I messed it up.
Do you want to change?
Much better. Here we go. This is my good side.
Perfect.
There we go. All right.
Episode number 248, we had a bunch of comments.
Oh, yeah. You guys got a lot.
I'm
going to admit, that was like, I really enjoyed that episode. I thought Pierre put you in your place a lot of the time.
That's
that was
what
necessary.
He
like shut you up and you moved on to the next story. It was very efficient.
Yeah.
I thought it flowed very well. But you guys have known each other for like 20 years, right?
Not that long. Close. 16.
16 years. Close.
16 years. A little crazy.
Today. How old was I? 16 years.
I didn't even want to go there.
All right, what do we got?
We had about 9 odd comments in there. Some of them are just the replies. We got John Marshall, Vizio MVP, was basically just saying, hey, nice to see the dynamic duo together again. We've done some stuff before, so it's good to see. Some shout outs from Gordon Beaming, I guess his name is.
Yes.
Recognizing the jersey. Now, there's some controversy with the jerseys and which ones I wear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily, because I'm a newbie to rugby, I don't have a team alliance or allegiance to any particular team.
Okay.
So whenever I go visit someplace, I always like to go and pick up the jerseys because I like rugby jerseys.
Okay, and you're a bandwagon fan, so whoever's winning, you're going to...
No, those are the Sharks. They don't even play at the same level as
people. Oh, they don't?
So
okay.
I mean, I got Springboks, I got Wallabies.
I don't know rugby. I don't know hockey. I know a few sports.
Not those ones.
Not those ones.
Fabulous Fads coming back and basically saying, hey, which one they're going to do for the particular stickers and wallpapers. His particular favorite is the T-Rex with the prosthetic
nice.
Grabby hands.
Yes.
That's my personal favorite.
Is it? I like the original one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Keep it OG.
Nice. I like that
one. The unicorn and the crazy cat and the flames.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best one.
It's very nice. Some people made some custom wallpapers of that one there I've seen. Also mentioned that he doesn't want to comment on deciding whether or not Mark returns or not.
So oh, yeah.
It's not as
See,
the result
I told
of the vote.
You.
It's not as the result of the vote, the fact that he's not here right now.
Yeah.
This was pre-planned. He's not going to be
here. And then my favorite comment from John, oh, Canada.
What about? Oh, yeah.
That's it. He logged on, he signed in, and he wrote, oh, Canada.
Nice.
Very appropriate.
Worked out. Let's get started.
Yes. So last week, was it last week?
It was.
Oh my God, it was a blur for me. Last week was Imagine Cup.
Yep.
Which is like the marquee student technology event we have at Microsoft. That thing's been around for 13 years. It's
That's a
big
a
deal.
Time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And students all over the world compete for the championship.
Yep.
And so last week we had the championships. The team that won was eFit Fashion from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
But in this story, we're going to talk about Nepal. So there was that crazy earthquake that happened in Nepal.
Yep.
In April.
Yeah.
And these kids
still... In the middle of it, yeah.
In the middle of it. And they still were able to compete and make their way to the world championship.
Nice.
So Matthew Pugh, who is our videographer for Channel 9, he does remote shoots, we sent him out to Nepal. Like 2 days before the world finals. We flew him out there to go interview these kids.
The team was still there?
The team was still there. Okay. It was like a couple days before the world finals week. So he flew out and then he shot them, interviewed them, and flew back with them to get the whole journey. And they made a nice little Microsoft News Center piece about it, wrote a huge story. The title is After Tragedy, a Magic Cup Team Seeks to Show the World What Nepal Can Do.
I have a tie in here.
Yeah.
On Tuesday of last week, I was coaching 5 teams on how to do their presentation. Nepal was one of them.
Did they do well?
They didn't arrive on time.
No.
Their flights were delayed. They missed that opportunity. Forget the coaching.
Oh, I missed all the drama about the flight delay.
I did Canada, US, I want to say Italy, Chile, and Malaysia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What was the categories?
It mixed them. They basically mixed up a bunch of different categories. I did some games. I did innovation. I did some other stuff, too.
What do you know about games?
No. Well, they broke it up for judging to be able to help them out from who's the person that can be there to talk about technical/demo delivery.
Uh-huh.
Me.
This guy.
Who's there to talk about marketing? Someone else. And then who's there to talk about digital design and other stuff? Actually, it was your chain of command. Naseem was there.
Oh, cool.
In my group.
Yeah.
pretty cool.
I know Larry, my manager, was there coaching the kids too. Everyone's involved. When it comes to Imagine Cup week, everyone gets involved, and it's crazy. And I'm really proud of this team. I met them, I hung out with them. They're very sweet, and I hope they continue with their app and move on. And,
oh, totally.
And make it into a business. And I mean, it was great. So you guys should watch the video. It's very short. It's only a minute, 20 seconds. But
hopefully they'll have a bunch of B-roll that can
fit in here. Oh, yeah. Let's put some B-roll now. Caitlin, put some B-roll here.
Hey, Cortana.
Yes?
Hey, Cortana.
Hi.
See?
Yeah.
That's not working. Well, maybe it did work.
Maybe
totally
it did work, yes.
Yeah, so
we should have said
that's like
something.
Saying, like, Xbox off or something.
Oh,
like that,
yes.
Right?
Happens to me all the time.
My boss actually sent me an email a little while ago asking about, is there any document that's gone on and someone created that lists off all the possible things you can do with Cortana on the Windows system? Because I know it exists already for the Windows Phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Let me look into it. Next thing I know, there's actually an article published on Lifehacker.
Nice.
Talking about everything you can ask Cortana to do for you on Windows 10. And so making sure you obviously have Cortana turned on, you know, it's pretty obvious to have that turned on, have it set up to be able to run and everything else. You should be able to train it to work with your voice. And the neat thing is you can train it to only understand and respond to your particular voice with stuff.
I remember when I set it up recently.
Yeah?
I set it up recently. I heard something. I set it up recently, and then it made me read a couple sentences. Yep.
And then you can keep on training it and learns more and more as you go along.
Okay, cool.
You can ask things, you know, what's the weather like? You know, hey, Cortana, what's on my schedule? Hey, Cortana, what's the status of my flight? To be able to do some stuff related to, like, a personal assistant, if you will.
Yeah.
You can, the one I'll use it for is actually remind me in or set a reminder.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I'm at home, and I'll say, you know, hey, Cortana, remind me in 25 minutes to check on the pizza.
So when it makes that, it's not a S plus, like it's not a schedule.
No, it's a special reminder just within the Cortana area that's actually going to go off and have you as an alarm.
Okay.
And then you can go off and, you know, it's things like, you know, hey, Cortana, remind me to pick up shakes at the Pro Club next time I'm
there. Okay, so how do I make a schedule on my Outlook?
Well, that's different. That's actually making an appointment.
So but I'd have to be like, hey, Cortana, make an appointment for 2 p.m. to hang out with Rick and shoot ping.
You got it, but not make an appointment. It's create an appointment.
I'd have to say create an appointment?
You got it. Okay. And then we'll actually go in and go into your calendar. Provided your calendar is part of the calendar and mail app, boom, it's in there.
Nice.
So it works. And then obviously, as long as you have your, for us, if we have our work mail set up inside the calendar and mail app, then it actually will interpret our work mail to do stuff like, hey, you know, you've got a reminder set up in 15 minutes to go off and see Golnaz.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that because my work email schedule is crazy. It would just be always going, you have this, you have that. I'd be like, you know what, Cortana? Calm down.
You can also go off and, you know, if you ask Cortana to do something or if you ask her a question that says no, the answer to, she's going to default to doing a search.
Mm-hmm.
But you can ask her things like, you know, how tall is insert famous person name here, or you know, when is Labor Day this year? And it'll go through and actually have those answers for you because it's using the Bing engine in the background to be able to do stuff.
Very cool.
So a whole bunch of stuff, really cool article that goes through it, even some stuff to go through and talk about integration with other systems as well. So you know, the best thing about Cortana is that it's all part of machine learning as well in the background. It learns more about what's important to you. So if you don't want to be reminded of all your appointments all the
time,
she'll know. And eventually she'll start to filter them out.
Nice.
And if she happens to find all those particular UPS shipping notifications that you get from all your online shopping, she will be able to tell you when they actually arrive.
She knows what's important.
You got it. So check it out on Lifehacker. Very good article about what you can do with Cortana on Windows 10. Well, we told you about Cortana. How about the good old-fashioned keyboard shortcuts?
I am a huge fan of keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah?
I love them.
Because you don't use a mouse? You don't use a tablet when you're editing all these videos? What?
I know, right? I just like them. It just makes things easier. I don't have to click. I don't have to slowly move my mouse somewhere
to click. You don't have to take your hands off the keyboard to go over and grab the mouse to be able to go off and do something.
I'm extra lazy.
Now you can do the Hey Cortana to do something.
Oh, that too.
But keyboard-wise, my favorite one is going to be Windows Key X.
What does that do?
Windows Key X pulls up the Power User menu, which is your device manager, your configuration manager, and command prompt to be able to go off and do different things.
Oh, yeah, the fun stuff.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff is there. My second favorite one is going to be Windows Key P for projection, because I always use that.
Yes.
You must use it here a lot.
Oh, we use it all the time. You plug an HDMI, you got to Windows P that.
Yep.
You got to Windows P it. My favorite one is Windows L, which is Windows Lock.
Oh, I wouldn't trust anyone.
Exactly. At Microsoft, you got to lock your stuff up because some coworker will come and start writing things on your behalf. He could write an email to Sacha from my account.
Why not?
And get me fired.
You got it. Why not?
But no, my favorite one, my favorite part about Windows 10 has been the whole new desktop thing.
Yeah.
So I have one that I got on my web browser, and then I make a new one for like when I'm editing, and then I make a new one for like a Word doc or OneNote. And it's so cool. So then I remember yesterday I was playing with it. I was like, what are the shortcuts? So I had to go look it up, and it was to switch between your
different ones.
Yeah. I don't know how many you can make. Probably make 100.
I mean, I'm sure there has to be a limit somewhere.
Probably like 10. And so you can do Windows key, and then you just hit the, it's Windows key, and then you just hit the left, right arrow.
Yep, left, right, up, down.
Up, down.
Left, right?
No, it's Windows key, control,
right.
Then left, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you hit those three, and you just switch between them. Super convenient. Instead of like hovering over the mouse
you
and clicking that button.
Here's one. You should use the Windows key shift left or right, and that changes the app onto different monitors.
Ooh, I didn't even know about that one. So, that's exciting.
There's a good article. This one here's also.
Don't listen to us. Yeah. Go look at the article. It has a lot more.
Our
cool
good
stuff.
Friend Tom Warren put this one together.
Nice.
Let us know. There's got to be some more that you guys are in there too. I'm a Windows key L as well.
Yeah.
And I'm Windows key tab.
So the making the virtual machine though, the virtual desktop, I didn't like that.
No?
It was Windows key, control, and D. Oh, for desktop.
Yeah.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Obviously, we talked about the Windows 10 launch not too long ago and all the different cool stuff that was going on, actually with the last episode and the episode before that.
I mean, it's a big deal.
It is. And I think I highlighted the fact that you could get a copy of Windows 10 edition of Minecraft on the same day. Well, this is like a follow-up to that particular article saying, yes, it is now available. If you go to Minecraft.net as the website, you go in and log in, you'll be able to see a button to be able to go off and get a download for this. Now, the neat thing about Windows 10 version of Minecraft is the fact that this is available to, obviously, all people who already have an account mm-hmm. for the PC or the Mac edition.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be going off and testing and working with the beta edition as a, compensation for being part of the beta program. You're going to be able to get a copy of Windows 10 Minecraft edition for free when it goes out.
Wow.
As part of that. And the neat thing that they're going to be exploring with this particular edition is the fact you'll be able to do cross-platform multiplayer playing.
Wow.
So you can play the Pocket Edition on your phone, you can play the Minecraft Windows Edition on the Windows 10 devices, across slates and tablets, across laptops mm-hmm. and other things, and be able
Xbox?
To go off and play it. I don't know if it does the gaming integration in the Xbox as of yet. That might be a future release,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't play Minecraft. But I really should.
I actually did work to create a Minecraft ARM template for Azure to automatically deploy Minecraft server to Azure.
See, I mean, that doesn't sound like a game to me.
No, but you got to be able to set something like that up for people to use,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, everyone loves it.
Oh,
I should try it.
It's definitely very, very
so
cool.
So I should go do this.
You should go. It's free. Well, you have to have an account.
So can I make one now and then go do it?
You can get an account, you get it now, and then you can go off and download it.
Okay.
And then you can use it on your 24-inch monitors at your editing desk.
Can you not show off my awesome workspace, please? All right, sounds good.
Go off and get it, check it out now, and help out with the beta efforts.
Rick, as you know, I am a female, and I work in the tech industry.
Yep.
But I haven't, people say like there's not enough women in the tech field and stuff. I haven't seen that too much because of the org I'm in, maybe. I work with a lot of women, I work with a lot of people. Different sizes, shapes, colors. Mm-hmm. I don't notice. It's a very diverse group to me. But the rest of the world, I mean, it might not be little bubbles they're in or what they're seeing. Yeah. But I mean, I don't like backlash like this female software engineer got. She's a software developer for Login.
Yeah.
It's or One Login.
It's either Iziz.
That's your Canadian pronunciation
of her name. My Kanakistani pronunciation of it. But Ms. Wenger
mm-hmm.
From One Login was basically appeared in a BART ad, which is the transit system in San Fran, about how she is an engineer for this particular software company. And people did the backlash saying there's no way that's a real person. That's like a stock footage photo or something like that of some actor portraying what it looks like to be a software engineer.
I mean, I don't get why they would...
I don't know why they're rude.
They're just
nasty, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, she fought back and basically created a new hashtag, which is...
Hashtag, I look like an engineer.
Right. And so she's now gone ahead and wrote up this great piece up on Medium talking about all the different issues that she's faced over the years,
mm-hmm.
Different experiences she's had during the interview process, during the work process, working inside the software industry. And it's now grown to the point where there's now this whole big thing going on the Twitters, it's probably still going on right now, with different women and women teams sharing the fact that, they look like an engineer.
Well, I've seen some male tweets, too.
Yeah, there's been some in there.
Male, it was like, I don't look like a iOS developer, or I don't look, I mean, and they've it's spreading really well, and I like this message that it's getting across.
Yeah. And so she's actually created a website in there, that you can sign up for to get ready to do stuff at I look like an engineer www.vizio.com. Share your stories of diversity. Share your stories of what it's been like to work inside the industry. And it's not just software. It's also civil engineering, mechanical engineering, other stuff like that.
I mean, there's a couple of Microsofties, right?
There's a team of women engineers that help work on the HoloLens. Mm-hmm. Team of engineers did some stuff with Cortana. Mm-hmm. Other ones like that.
I have a lot of friends who are on those teams of females who do that. Maybe that's why I'm like, they look like an engineer to me. I don't know why you have to look a specific way. That's a... what would a doctor look like? What would a lawyer look like? I'm hoping in 10 years this is never an issue.
Let's all work together so it doesn't become an issue in 10 years' time, because I know I've got two girls that are growing up right now. They're 11. I don't want them to have to face any of this.
Yeah.
Go to the site, register, share your stories about what's going on. You can also go to ilooklikeanengineer.net, which is a very cool site that I think Snipeyhead on Twitter created that actually just amalgamates this all together to make this little stream to see what's going on.
Nice.
Check it out. Well, there you have it. Episode number 249. Got it?
Yes.
Is that right?
I got it.
Okay. 249 in the can.
Yes.
Another one down for all the stuff the Microsofties are pinging each other about. What did you think? What? It's one before 250. We keep on saying there's nothing big about 250. We have no idea. So.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're trying to hype it up.
We have to have some kind of meeting about it.
I have nothing planned, so stop it. Okay. I'm not going to edit extra hours for you.
Let us know what you think about this episode, about the articles, stuff like that. You can reach us, obviously, just right down below here inside the comment area. It's a nice place to do it. You can reach us on the Facebooks.
Yes, it's facebook.com/ThePingShow.
Give us a like. You can also go ahead and catch us on the Twitters. I'm @SignRicksterCDN.
I am @Golnaz89.
You got it.
Sorry.
You got it. And then obviously...
I'm not as efficient and quick as Rick is at this.
And then don't forget #ThePingShow, or just Ping Show.
Is it Ping Show?
Is Facebook. Ping Show is regular Ping Show. And then, of course, I always love the good old-fashioned snail mail. I really should check my mailbox, because we probably have
you
some.
You probably have a lot waiting for you. So don't get mad at me if you're not getting your shipment. It's this guy who's not giving me the postcard.
Okay, so what's the address?
Oh, God. It is... you send it to...
The Ping Show.
Care of Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Oh, wow. First try.
Oh, yeah.
Bang on. Question of the week, statement of the week. How about we go with...
your favorite shortcut.
Yeah.
Windows key shortcut.
Windows keyboard shortcut. What is your favorite?
Mine was Windows L. No, I'm going to go with the virtual desktop. Windows control, left, right. You could switch between them.
Okay, well, I was going to say Windows key... X for my favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
And
Windows P.
And
oh,
Windows
my God,
P.
There's just too many. Yeah. I don't know. I can't pick one.
Well, I can't wait to see what people say. Leave it below inside the comments. Let us know what it is. Talk to us on the socials, and we'll see you next episode for 250. Oh, come on.
All right. Oh, my God.
You got to go with an
underground. You try to break the camera.
I'm not going to break it. It's falling.